the normal processes that follow investigations are done. Only that, where you now want to arrest the person and you know the person is not in your jurisdiction, the policeman will then notify that formally to the authority, so-called competent authority. The competent authority is approached with the request that they apply for extradition from the other competent authority of the jurisdiction in which the person you're looking for is. That is done through, for example, in our situation, my office, to the competent office in, for example, America, who will not just, as soon as they receive it, do what I'm asking for. They will then, in terms of their own laws, also trigger the process of extradition, which will involve that person appearing before a court there. And then when the court then subsides that his rights will not be violated, as protected by the American Constitution, for example, then they will then send that person to us, having considered all that, including whether or not the law that that person intends to be charged under, whether that law is also a competent criminal offense in that jurisdiction. You understand?
Yes.
So it's a whole process, which is not like a click of your fingers. And I'm wondering why people expect it to happen overnight.
So we can safely conclude that the process has not yet started?
Certainly the process will be triggered, but they will not move as fast as I see you guys expecting.